For the first time since the 1950s, U.S. businesses are hosting a trade show in Cuba. The products, agriculture, and food, from rice to baby food to buffalo meat. 288 companies have set up shop at the expo in Havana, which runs today through Sunday. The conference is legal under an exemption to the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba, but the Bush administration is not happy about it. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Havana.
Perhaps no one demonstrates the excitement among U.S. growers more than 75-year-old Benny Garland, a wizened farmer from Lexington, Kentucky. He's come to Cuba, cigar capital of the world, to try to sell what he's grown for 55 years, tobacco.
Best tobacco, burning tobacco grown in the world. It can be used partially in cigars or pipe tobacco, but mostly a blended cigarette. But this is a different kind of tobacco, so it's a kind of a niche, and hopefully it can fit into the Cuban tobacco industry.
2 years ago, U.S. growers gained an exemption to the United States' four-decades-old embargo against Cuba, and they've rushed quickly towards this untapped market. The first sale, frozen chicken parts, arrived here last December. Since then, Cuba has paid $120 million in cash for American goods. The Cubans want to double that within the next few years, potentially buying what's on display here today, from Washington apples to pigs to Spam, which, like many items at the expo, once lined Cuban shelves. One Cuban buyer named Hermes represents a major Cuban supermarket chain. He bites into a Spam sandwich and smiles.
People can eat this at home and feed it to their kids, but we sell most are the little sausages. They're very practical. We still haven't seen the prices, but we'll have them by tomorrow.
In one corner of the hall, two short-horned bulls from Kaler Farms of Minnesota chew hay wide-eyed under the neon lights. Taking a tour of the pen is the highest-profile U.S. politician in attendance, Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura.
Watch out, that tail's coming up. You know what that means.
Yeah.
See, I've been on the farm long enough to know, watch out when the tail goes up.
Ventura cut the inaugural ribbon with Cuban President Fidel Castro at his side. The food sales have helped replenish Cuban food stores, hurt in part by recent hurricanes and by Cuba's faltering economy. By law, Cuba must pay cash for U.S. goods, which at first infuriated Castro. His change of heart is in part designed to encourage powerful farm states to push for further loosening of the trade embargo. Though this fair is legal, hours before it began, U.S. Interest Section Chief James C. Kaysen tried to discredit Cuba as an overly risky investment.
There's going to be a lot of beef being shown, but I expect to hear a lot of and see a lot more bull than I do beef from the Cuban authorities. I say bull because I think the idea that Cuba is a great untapped market is not correct. The fact is that Cuba is an international deadbeat, sort of a Freddy the Freeloader.
Cuba already owes hundreds of millions of dollars to nations that sell it food on credit. John Kavalik heads the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council, a group in New York that supplies economic data on the island. He says despite decades of animosity and no economic contact, for Americans, Cuba has suddenly become one of the safest export markets in the world.
You know, in 2000, Cuba ranked 228 of 228 markets to which U.S. companies export agricultural products. Thus far this year, they've moved up to 51st. So under any definition, Cuba is now a significant market for U.S. agricultural products.
But with tourism down 13% this year and the nickel industry in trouble, Cuba's economy is struggling. It's unclear how long it can continue paying millions in cash to the U.S. agriculture firms lining up for business. So far, the government has purchased $3 million in rice and predicts it will sign hundreds more contracts before the weekend's end. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Havana, Cuba.